Barack Obama's people are hoping that his overseas trip will reach not only voters back home. They wouldn't mind if Americans in the countries that he's visiting like what they see, too. Almost every country on Barack Obama's itinerary has a significant number of Americans living there. The organization Democrats Abroad is targeting them. And it should be noted, the corresponding group Republicans Abroad is doing the same. Christine Marks is International Chair of Democrats Abroad. She is now in Geneva. Christine, tell me first off how you and Democrats Abroad are making the most of Obama's visit, specifically right now to Israel, but also his trips to Afghanistan, Iraq, and elsewhere.
Well, I think it's all about having a dialogue with Americans who are living overseas. And so it's a wonderful opportunity for the senator to be traveling to many of these nations, to be meeting with our friends, to be talking with our allies.
What specifically?
And one of the things, one of the things that we're doing, for example, as Senator Obama is going to be in Berlin on Thursday, is, you know, a number of Americans are welcome to hear him talk. And also we'll be doing some training and some voter registration at these events because it's all about getting the vote out.
All right, let me introduce here Cynthia Dillon, who is Executive Director of Republicans Abroad. She is in Washington, D.C. right now. Cynthia, Obama is getting at this point pretty good publicity for this trip. So tell me how you approach something like that with Republicans who are abroad.
Well, our strategy is, like Christine said, is getting out the vote. The primary mission of Republicans Abroad is to make sure Americans overseas register to vote. And of course, we support the principles of our Republican candidate. We don't worry about what the Democratic candidate is doing.
What's the lay of the land out there? I mean, we always see, you know, we see on the news the breakdown of America, and we all know that there are purple states that places shift. But I just wonder, for Cynthia, for you, for Republicans Abroad, I mean, are there places where you can count on a strong Republican vote?
Well, traditionally, the vote overseas has always been Republican, highly Republican. And so
I think the military has accounted for that primarily.
Right. The military has accounted for that. And a lot of professionals, most of the professionals, you know, don't want higher taxes and so on and so forth. So have always been mostly Republican. And that's why the outreach by Democrats Abroad is so strong, is because they want to have a taste of our success.
Of your success. And Christine?
I do have a couple things to add. First of all, I'm just surprised simply that Republicans are the ones who are voting from overseas. I think it would be near impossible, really, to tell the breakdown unless you looked at every single state and every single district. Because our voters are voting across the country from around the world. And so, you know, one day we're really hoping to get a handle on that. But we know, for example, that around 1 million absentee ballots were requested in 2006. And it's very difficult at this time to really figure out the breakdown of whether those were Republican votes or Democratic votes. We know that we've registered an awful lot of Democrats recently. And we know simply that Americans overseas are very concerned. You know, every day we see that our U.S. image overseas has simply has pretty much disappeared. It's deteriorated substantially in the past few years. And for me, I'm looking for a better tomorrow, one which is secure, one which is healthy, one which I can afford.
For 8 years, seven and a half years, we've been safe, thanks to the policies of President Bush.
Cynthia, there have been repeated polls that show America's lower standing overseas in country after country. How has that impacted your ability to attract Republicans abroad, especially voting in this presidential election for John McCain?
You know, the same thing was said in 2004, the anti-Americanism and everybody, you know, it's the same story. And,
well, the polls were the same then
as well.
Yeah,
the polls, yes, yes. But you've seen the change. Sarkozy, he's conservative. He was voted in France. Angela Merkel. So there have been in Germany, correct.
But
I lived in Spain in 2004, so I know that the anti-Americanism was prevalent then. So that's nothing new.
All right, we're going to extend both Democrats Abroad and Republicans Abroad websites on our website. The World Election page will have it, in fact, at theworld.org. Our pleasure. Christine Marks, International Chair of Democrats Abroad. Cynthia Dillon, Executive Director of Republicans Abroad. Nice to have you both on the line. Thank you both.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.